Hello, we are 9th grade students from Aspen High School. We recently researched environmental issues and want you to help save our planet.
As we hear on the news, the wildfires in the western United States have been increasing at a concerning rate. Between 1984 up to now, wildfires have been occurring four times more than they used to. Not long ago, Basalt had their second worst ranked fire. The last major fire was in 2002. These fires are being caused by droughts, climate change, careless humans, and change in weather patterns. According to the Aspen Times, during this catastrophic event, at least 80% of our state was being affected by these issues.
Do you remember the smoky air and blazing fire that scorched Basalt Mountain just a few months ago? Already having a very dry season and bound to have a fire, a man and a woman fired tracer rounds and started a fire that would soon burn more than 5,000 acres of land, according to the Post-Independent newspaper. Basalt Mountain was made up of mostly juniper pinyon trees, which are more sensitive to fires because they are so dry and can burn up in flames faster and hotter. This sent 200 crews and 300 people fighting to save the town of Basalt. These fires are not good for the environment, as they have many negative effects.
After large fires, debris and harmful chemicals can get washed into the river by large rainstorms. This can cause the river to have poor quality and can affect the overall health. Also, wildfires affect the ecosystem by damaging soil, vegetation, loss of habitat, and carbon release. That means all living things get wiped out of their environment. Wildfires also destroy homes and cost local and federal governments thousands of dollars. Another problem is the fewer trees and plants there are, the less clean air we have to breathe.
Man-made fires like the Basalt Fire are very preventable, and there are many things we can do to keep ourselves safe from these fires. The Red Cross and local fire departments have a few suggestions for things we can do. When having a fire, make sure to keep it controlled. Keep a shovel or water nearby in case the fire starts to spread. Be aware of fire restrictions in your area and follow the rules that coincide with these restrictions. In case of a fire, to protect your home, you want to clear the area around your house of dead and rotting materials that can catch and burn easily. If a fire starts in or near your home, have an escape plan ready for your family to grab your belongings and get out safely.
Big or small, fire safety for all!
This has been a collaboration between Aspen High School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. Thanks for listening.